We're live.
I don't like no audio.
Wow, we're all together right now.
Live.
All right,
hello and welcome to the Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast, week eight?
Seven.
Is it week seven or week seven?
Seven.
Week seven. Live in studio, aka my living room in Bloomfield with Vice Commissioner Mordasky and ATVC Callahan. Treasurer Frank is doing some wedding festivities, so he's off.
I'll see you at the wedding, Frank.
Mikey's going with a mystery date to Frank's sister's wedding.
I'll also be there.
Drew and I will be there as well, one way or another. So we'll see you in a couple days, Frank.
You guys should be blessed, by the way, because you don't get all three of us in the same room too often for this.
Almost never. Probably will be horrible audio. You might hear us eating. This is going to be a gritty, raw, uncut, uncensored podcast. So we're going to go right into... I guess I didn't even say hello. Drew, how are you doing? Didn't even do my usual.
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be back. I think I missed the last one. Sophia just brought us some meatballs.
Brought me some meatballs.
Not us.
You guys want some?
No. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Mike, you just talked a little bit. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, team's 3-3. We had some really good waiver pickups this week. I got a tough matchup, but I think we're trending in the right direction. From 10th place to 5th place, the future's bright for the law office of a gambler. We'll see what happens.
I love it. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that my Cleveland Browns beat the best team in the league last week with the XFL MVP as their quarterback. Does that mean the Browns are the best team in the league via the transitive property? I'd say so. Brock Purdy, that was everyone's MVP candidate. Looked like he's never played football before in his life. He was in the absolute terror zone. And my fantasy team is on an absolute roll. I smoked Drew last week. Let me go into the little league standings here. I think I'm 6th in the league. I was 1-3. I'm now 3-3. So, yeah, Mike and I, it's all up in the up and up for the office except Drew. I think he's went 3-0 to 0-3. So you hate to see it, but we'll go into the yep. And Mike's just showing me the standings. Yeah, Drew dropped out of the playoffs with his loss last week. That's okay. A lot of season left. Going into our weekly picks record, I had to tabulate 2 weeks here because we were on the bye week last week. Apologies, but even podcasters have to have a bye week. So bringing up the rear end of the guess of the picks is Drew, 17-19. Not horrible, hovering around 500.
How you doing?
Third place is me at 19-17. Not too bad. Mike, 22-14, and Frank, 24-12. He's kind of pulling away from the pack here. Got to have some big weeks.
Not me.
Yeah, but the pack. You're close, but he's pulling away from the pack.
I went 6-0 last week on the picks.
Mike went 6-0 on the picks last week. We all had a good week last week. Let's see if we can continue that. At least this week, we're going to go right into it. We're going to go first matchup. Commissioners Coxman, 2-0, 3-3 versus Team Smoot, 0-6, lost 6-0. Ugh. Here's what I'm going to say about this game. Smoot, tough start to your season. Again, I take a lot of blame for that. I said you were a championship contender week one. This is a big week for me. I'm 3-3. My team can go one way or the other right now. You get to 4-3. 3-4 puts you in a bad spot. It's going to be a really tough position for me. Smoot's on a revenge game this week. And for that reason, I am picking Dalton Smoot to beat the Commissioner's Coxman in just a tight battle this week. He gets his revenge. And he's definitely going to beat me 100%. It won't even be close. So I'm picking Smoot. Let's go over to Drew. What do you think?
Mark it down as his jinx of the season.
Yeah, I was going to say, holy fuck, couldn't sell that anymore.
I don't think I like this as your jinx. I'm taking Brendan. I'm sorry, Smoot. 0-7. Hurts.
We'll see. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this is going to come down to the running backs in this matchup. Ramondre Stevenson is non-existent. The Patriots offense sucks. I think we need to fire Bill as the GM, let him finish out the year as the coach, and then we need to start something new. But I'm going to take Travis Etienne and CMC for Butch every day of the week versus this running back room. I'm going with the Commissioner's Coxman.
CMC may be out. There's a chance he doesn't play this week. Did he practice?
Whoa, really?
Questionable.
I mean, he got beat up against the Cleveland Browns defense. Whoa, he didn't practice today.
Oh, that might change my pick. That might change my pick.
He didn't practice today.
That might change my pick.
Does it or does it not? Because I need to write it down.
Can't change.
All right, can't change. Drew, assistant commish said I can't change, so I'm riding with the commish.
All right, and we'll get Frank's picks at some point here when he's done getting his hair and makeup planned out for the wedding. All right, next matchup.
Get fucked.
Phil Rollins Sox started off the year strong 2-1. He's lost 3 in a row. versus 0-9. Drew also has lost three in a row. This is This is the Something's Gotta Give Bowl. One of these teams have to win. I'm just taking a quick look at the lineups. Unfortunate for Drew, he starts 3-0 before he gets Cup and Taylor back. Cup and Taylor come back 0-3. Jonathan Taylor's not getting used as much. Zach Moss is dominating. It's hilarious to pay a running back a ton of money and then give your backup the ball more, and he's awesome. He's also playing the Cleveland Browns defense, which is, I am back to saying, the best defense in the league. Honestly, historic defense based on some statistics that if you really want them, I can send them over. Drew's team on paper looks good. Cormac's team on paper looks bad. I think it looks bad. I mean, you got Sam Howell's been okay. Javonte Williams, all the hype last year. He hasn't done anything. Again, Keenan Allen and Davante Adams could both do great, but they also can, like, Devontae, they don't throw him the ball. I know he's mad. Maybe he has a big week. All in all, I think both these teams are stinky poo-poo, doo-doo butt, and I'm going to pick Phil Rollins Sox to beat 0-9. So I'm going to go with Cormac. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't like Drew's team at all. Fuck you, Drew. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Phil Rollins Sox.
Wow. Drew?
That's wild. Keep in mind they're both saying this right to my face. And yeah. So I do respect that part.
Yeah, team's ass.
I'm going to pick me this week. Jonathan Taylor, they paid him some money. Hopefully he starts actually carrying the rock. I agree. But I'm back to full steam here. I'm going to win.
I guess we'll find out what that full steam is.
You know what I would like to see out of this matchup? I'd like to see Cormac put Puka Nacua in and see who does better, Puka or Cooper Kupp.
The Puka versus Kupp matchup. That's...
The Puka...
Two Pukas, one Kupp.
I love that. Hilarious. Throw that in, Cormac.
Someone's got to have both of them on their team, and that should be their fantasy team name. All right. Good analysis. Let's go to the next one. We have Dak and the Ankle Breakers, Elijah, lost one. He's 2-4 versus Waddle Rockets, Ryan, 5-1. Got back off the schneid after I absolutely dusted him the week before. His team's a juggernaut. I got him on a down week, luckily. There's not too much to say about this matchup. The running backs for Elijah, Zeke Elliott and Isaiah Pacheco, I mean, it's not going to get it done.
Yeah, there's that wideout group.
None of his positions are going to get it done. Herbert's playing Kansas City. That's a tough matchup. I would love to say that Elijah pulls off an improbable victory and brings Ryan a little closer to the pack, but that's just not going to happen. I have to go Waddle Rockets easy. Drew, what do you think?
I'm taking the Waddle Rockets as well. I think all the way down to the defense, it's going to be a tough week for Elijah. I would love to say that the Eagles do well against Miami, but Miami's just a fucking stacked offense. I'm taking Ryan this week too.
Mike?
Yeah, not much analysis is going to go into this one. Ryan's team is looking really strong. Tua and that offense lights it up every year.
Every week.
Every week, I should say. He's rocking that stack. I don't like Elijah's team at all. I'm going to go with the Waddle Rockets, Ryan.
All right. Love it. Moving on. We have Daddy Longlegs, 2-4. Lost 3 in a row. Tough for Alex. And unfortunately, he has to play Frank CD's Nuts. I believe he leads the league in points. Frank's team's humming right now, unfortunately, as it always does.
Banged up and has some bye weeks.
He is banged up and has some bye weeks. He has a lot of bye weeks. Mixing CD, Breece Hall, Cowboys defense. He really likes the Cowboys defense. Didn't drop them on their bye week. Just kept them going. A-Chain's on IR. This is going to be tough. He's starting Roschon Johnson and Justice Hill at running back. It's not what you want to see. And Tyler Lockett is banged up. Is he going to play? Let's take a look. Limited. He's probably going to play. Roschon Johnson's banged up. Roschon Johnson might not play. Frankie doesn't have a fucking running back if he has to play Latavius Murray.
Laporta calf, that could linger.
Yeah, wow. I mean, listen, Daddy Longlegs, if you're ever going to have an upset, it's going to be this week. His team's pretty healthy. It's crazy that I'm going to do this, but Frank's going to lose again eventually. I got to go Alex. Frankie just doesn't have any juice on his team right now. If he wins, it's going to be a miracle. So, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to follow that. I think Frank's due for another L this week with those buys and these questionables. I don't feel comfortable taking Frank in this one.
No, I don't either, and I don't think he's going to take himself when he sends his picks, but we'll see.
Yeah, he's definitely not. But I'm going to take Daddy Longlegs here, get Alex on the road to 500.
Yep, and Drew is currently downstairs grabbing our Taco Bell. So while he does that, I will take a bite of this meatball that's in front of me live on pod. First meatball eaten on pod.
Can I have a potato?
Yeah.
Is this barbecue sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looks very tasty. Oh, I fucked up.
All right, Costco meatball review. 7.9 out of 10. Beautifully cooked by my wonderful girlfriend, but can't give it a 10. It's a Costco meatball.
Potato review. I'm giving it an 8.5 out of 10. These are really good potatoes. So if I'm going in for another one, but
going for another one. Let's do a Brussels sprout review again live on pod.
Oh.
Roasted Brussels. That's a 9.4.
Really?
Nice little balsamic glaze on there.
Oh.
Good roast.
I'm giving this a 9.6.
The Brussels?
Yeah.
Yeah, the balsamic fire. Glaze. Yeah, she's got
roasted
it down.
Roasted perfectly.
Yeah, usually sometimes she over roasts them because she likes them really crispy. This is the perfect roast.
I do that on purpose. I'm not liking any of it. Like,
I know she like you like it like that. Uh-huh. All right, perfect.
He's
timing.
Back. He's back with the Taco Bell.
Food review's done. Drew's back.
Who'd you guys pick for the Daddy CD? We're on that game
right
now.
We picked Daddy Longlegs.
Yeah.
Frank's team is in the gutter right now.
I really think with the injuries.
And the bye weeks.
Look at
the bye weeks.
Yeah, I think this is a really tough game. Really tough game. I don't want to get too far behind on the picks, but.
You're not too far.
It's a long season.
But.
Damn, we asked for two picks.
Fuck yeah. He looks good. I'm gonna take Frank in this one.
Wow, Drew takes Frank.
Hedging.
I don't know if hedge is the right word.
Yeah. Not hedge.
Just trying to get one up on us. All right, next matchup. Mitch's Bitches 2-4 lost last week versus Mr. Jeffers. 4-2 for Mr. Jeffers, 1-2 in a row. You know Mr. Jeffers is bought in because he shot me a text about 45 minutes ago. Upset about the waiver wire situation.
Wow.
He's just
that.
Like this. Why can't I pick up? I'm not going to say who his ex player. He's on waivers. Why can't I instant add him? This kid's locked into his fantasy this year. He doesn't necessarily understand the waiver rules, but he is locked into fantasy. He's 4-2.
And he was pissed off he didn't get a pod last week.
Yeah, he listened. Yeah, he's dedicated. Looking at this matchup, he's got Kamara going tonight versus Jacksonville. Don't love that. He does have Najee starting again against LA. I mean, don't love the running back situation. But you have Mitch starting Jordan Love at quarterback. They are playing Denver, who's horrible. Jordan Love, kind of the garbage time king, which is a problem because this game they're going to be up big and maybe not throw it. I like how Mitch has Jahmyr Gibbs going with Montgomery out. Jameson Williams he has. Mitch has got a nice little team this week. I think Jesse's team overall is better, but he also has Debo who's banged up. Is Debo playing? Let's take a look.
I think he's
going to. He didn't practice today. Yeah, no, so Debo's.
And that's from the scuffle.
That's called karma. Really? That's called karma. Yeah, listen, I think Jesse's team overall will finish better this season, but I think this week it's underdog week for me. I'm picking Mitch's Bitches. So don't let me down, Mitch. Drew, what do you think?
It's fuck Mitch. It's always has been fuck Mitch. I'm going to take Mitch this week.
Mike?
Yeah. Pardon me, I'm eating some, what are these hot fries? What are they called? Nacho fries.
Nacho fries. Yeah, we got Taco Bell.
They're back at Taco Bell.
Yeah, nacho fries are back. Mm-hmm. Mitch's entire bench is on bye.
Mm-hmm.
And Jameson Williams is projected, excuse me, choking. Jameson Williams only projected 2 points.
Projections don't mean anything. He scored a touchdown last week.
Yeah, but is he going to play?
Jameson Williams?
I'm assuming that means a little play.
Why wouldn't he play?
I don't know.
They're getting him back in the offense.
Either way, I'm taking Mr. Jeffers.
Okay. Mr. Jeffers, all right, moving on to our last matchup here.
Matchup of the week, if I must say.
Law Office of a Gambler, 3-3. He won last week to get to 500 versus the Autonomous Tux. Sean has won 4 in a row, maybe the hottest in the league right now.
Oh.
He's rolling with an interesting little lineup this week. Lamar against Detroit. Going to be a tough game, but Lamar... You think we'll be okay? Mostert in Miami going to get a lot of carries, and he's been absolutely crushing it. That probably is a big reason why Sean's won 4 in a row. Madison, I don't love. He hasn't done a ton. But he's just sturdy, man. He has Zach Moss against Cleveland. Two reasons I don't like Zach Moss this week, even though he's been playing great. Number one, he's playing Cleveland. Number two, I do think they're going to start to integrate Jonathan Taylor a little more. That being said, Mike's team, Kirk Cousins, great fantasy quarterback, tough defense this week against San Francisco. Aaron Jones, is he playing?
Yeah.
Okay, you got Aaron Jones questionable. Is Freiermuth playing?
I don't know.
He practiced today, so he's probably playing. All right, I think this is a close matchup, honestly. I think both teams could do well. I just think it's going to come down to that quarterback spot. And Kirk in primetime against San Francisco. They're playing primetime, right? Primetime Kirk, San Francisco.
Monday night.
I just don't trust that I have Kirk in my other league. I'm not starting him this week. He could prove me wrong, he could be due. I'm going to go. I'm not sleeping on the Autonoma Tux. I'm picking Sean this week. Drew, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a really close matchup. I do think – oh.
Taco just put her paw in some nacho cheese sauce.
Yeah. Okay. I do think Mikey's team is looking better than it has all season. But I'm going to take Sean, and every time I see Sean's child, I'm going to tell him about the streak that Sean went on once he was born. Mm-hmm. Or I guess every time I see his child when he's, like, coherent.
When he can, because you should tell, if you tell him about that now, he's not going to...
Not going to remember.
No.
It's maybe, like, 3 or 4 years.
So you just need to not forget about this 4-game winning streak in fantasy football. Okay. Respect. All right, Mike, tell us why you're going to win.
Breaking news. Trevor Lawrence is playing tonight, and I'm putting him in over Kirko. Oh,
let's go. That's it changes things.
The stack is back. Trevor just got cleared to play. It seems like the pregame workout went well. Mm-hmm. Well enough for Dougie P. Hopefully he doesn't blow his knee out on the first play. But
Dougie.
I'm playing T-Law. The stack is going to slap tonight.
It's going to slap?
Yeah.
Stack slaps?
Yeah, it's going to. And I'm going to deliver Sean his first L in 5 weeks.
Let's go. I love it. All right. So now we got to move on down to the gambling picks. Can someone pull up the lines for me? We also will have a guest gambling picker, which is my beautiful, lovely girlfriend, Sophia. Mikey, just show her the lines there, and you're just going to pick one of these boxes, randomly scroll up and down, whatever you want. Yeah. Just pick a box.
Yeah,
so just pick
a box. Click on something. Any of these games. I am taking the under tonight in this Thursday night football matchup.
Okay.
Under
what?
Under 40, I think.
Under is it? Can you get it confirmed?
Yeah, hang on. Let me confirm. What's the line tonight for the over under?
Do I click on it?
Either way, I just picked one
and show it to me.
Trevor Lawrence was in for sure.
The line has probably changed.
Yeah.
Did you already bet it?
I did already bet it.
Go to my bets.
Yeah, I can't. It's not loading.
Nothing. Literally,
it doesn't matter. There's literally no good or bad.
No wrong.
Except we're all putting $200 on it, whatever you bet.
That's not true.
We all have a lot of money.
All right, I guess.
I haven't won a single pick in about 20 picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since this is a Browns house, Browns Colts.
Browns,
but that's
Colts.
A game. What do you pick from the game?
Click a box in there.
What box?
All right, here we go. Let me explain.
No, Let me click. Don't explain. Pick any of those boxes. Any of those six.
Top
boxes.
Or bottom. Pick any of those six. You want the top three because she's a Browns. This is a Browns household.
Alright.
What the fuck does that even mean? I'm gonna bring the microphone a little closer.
Yeah.
What is +3 -3?
It's so the point spread.
Yeah, they gotta win by three or they can lose by three.
Yeah, but then if I pick the Browns, then I'm saying that they're gonna lose by three.
No.
That's not what it means in gambling.
That's not what it means.
Alright.
Browns +3.
Browns -3.
-3.
Woo! All right. Browns -3. Lock it in. I love that. Deshaun Watson practiced today. Might be back. Doesn't matter. They don't need him against the Colts. They're stinky poo-poo doo-doo like Drew's fantasy team. And the Browns defense is the best in the league. Sophia picks Browns -3. Drew, you pick under what in the game tonight?
Yeah. I can't see the line.
Go to my bets.
Hang on. Help.
Oh, the line's 41 now.
41.
Under 41, Jag Saints.
Yep.
All right, Mike,
well,
you have one?
Earlier at 40.
But if they're listening to the podcast now, they won't be able to get that line. So we're going to do 41.
I love it.
All right.
Feeling less confident about that bet.
For 1 point?
Every second. No, just every second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot reiterate how many bets I've lost in a row. Maybe 25. Yeah, I might have to look. Mike, do you have a gambling pick?
Oh, yeah. So if you dial into the Chiefs Chargers statistics.
Mm-hmm.
That's a division game.
Mm-hmm.
The over is hit. What's the stat? Fuck, I'm blanking on the
damn,
stat.
This kid's going stats. He doesn't know the stat.
No, I know the stat. I just looked at it. The over has hit, I think, about 80% of the time the last 5 years.
Okay.
So I'm taking the over 48 Chiefs Chargers.
Okay, over 48 Chiefs Chargers. I'm going to be picking. For my gambling pick of the week, I am picking the the Las Vegas Raiders minus 2.5 versus the Chicago Bears.
That's a toilet bowl.
We got the backup QB bowl going on here, but I cannot imagine that Tyson Badgett covers a 2.5-point spread against the Raiders. The Raiders are starting Brian Hoyer, seasoned veteran. He'll do just enough. The Raiders win by 14, probably. That's my pick.
That's crazy.
All right, with that being said, we're about to eat some Taco Bell. Not my cat. We ordered Taco Bell. We don't eat cats in this household. Any final words?
No.
No.
Sophia, any final thoughts?
Go Browns.
Go Browns.
Ew.